Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Our topic this week may be something of a turnoff to some people and something of interest to others. Here's the deal. Every now and then, maybe once every 2 years or so, I get a hankering for a raw beef sandwich. It's a taste I inherited directly from my father, and I think it's in my genes. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, raw beef isn't necessarily everybody's dish, although raw fish is a different matter.
Certainly, right?
But, you know, people sometimes approach this with trepidation.
I think so, but, when we do things like steak tartare at the restaurant, it always sells very well. But you're right. There's a whole genre of people who just aren't interested.
Beef carpaccio.
It's a great dish. I mean, I don't think it's too off-putting for people. But this idea of your raw beef sandwich.
here's the interesting thing. I have no trouble with raw beef, but the thought of raw pork or raw lamb or raw chicken or anything like that, I just couldn't face.
Right.
But there's something acceptable about raw beef.
Yeah, I mean, it's delicious, first off.
It does taste good. If you've never tried it, it's surprisingly good.
Right.
I think that we better address the health concerns because this is paramount in people's minds.
Right. The safety factor with raw beef is pretty good until you start cutting into it. I mean, a piece of meat, sort of is hermetically sealed on its own.
Right.
The only issues might be some surface bacteria. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things we worried about with like ground beef are the fact that once it's ground, air is introduced throughout the entire product. If the inside is warm, bacteria can grow in there. But in a solid piece of meat, that issue doesn't happen. So handling obviously is important to keep it on a clean surface and to make sure that it's not been sitting out for too long. But if it's cold and clean, you should be fine.
And most of the real concerns are not direct contamination because the slaughtering process is very, very tightly regulated.
Sure.
But it's cross-contamination.
Again, like I said, keeping things clean and making sure that you're working on a clean surface, keeping the knife clean, sanitizing those types of things. And not doing this dish ahead of time. If you're going to slice meat, you need to eat it immediately because, again, once you introduce air, air has the bacteria that can land on the meat and start causing problems.
I got my beef from my friend Shane Hughes, who owns Liberty Delight Farms.
Oh, yeah.
And I know him. I've been to his farm. Uh-huh. I know how his cattle are treated.
Yeah.
And I specifically ordered a piece of tri-tip.
Oh, okay.
To be custom ground for me.
Uh-huh.
Just a little less than a pound. And it came hermetically sealed.
Right.
And when I opened it, I ate it.
Yeah.
And I had a high degree of confidence in that.
Again, as long as it's the ground product has been handled at a cold temperature and hasn't sat out for any length of time,
right.
You certainly should be fine. Grinding it yourself and eating it right away is certainly
probably the best.
A better move. The tri-tip's a good piece. There's some fat, but not a lot. There's some flavor.
A lot of flavor.
I tend to see people use, tenderloin, filet mignon, mm-hmm. and I think that's such a bland cut that mm-hmm. it's not fun to do as a raw product.
I thought the tri-tip was really tasty.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
Now, here's my take on it is I get always, my father taught me, pumpernickel bread.
Oh, yeah.
Really good mustard.
Uh-huh.
White onion sliced very thin.
Mm.
You put a little bit of the beef on and sprinkle a lot of salt and pepper on it.
Sure,
And you eat it. And what happens, the beef has an incredible silky texture to it. It's very smooth.
Right. The little bit of fat in the meat will basically melt in your mouth.
Exactly.
And start to give this a wonderful sort of silky feeling.
And a contrast with the crunch of the onion.
Of the onion, which has a nice bitterness to it.
Yeah, and all these things work really well.
Right.
Again, it's not something I do all the time,
uh-huh.
but I do enjoy it from time to time. I'll put that recipe on the website.
Perfect.
In case anyone wants to try it. But it's something that maybe once in your life you ought to give a shot to. If you can do sushi, you can do this.
Right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.